Right. Because.
Alright. What is that you're drinking over there, Dana?
This is a Brew Doctor Kombucha called Love. Jasmine, lavender, and green tea
flavor.
Sorry about all the ice. I'm just making myself a drink over here.
Contains 0% juice.
Does it really?
Well, I mean, it's tea.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it got. It has 10 grams of sugar. Let's try this bad boy.
Taste test. Let's go. 1, 2.
It's not as bad as the other kombuchas.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Damn, that is a...
2 shots of vodka. Woo!
Alrighty.
That's good, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to try it. You just smelled it.
I just smelled it. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. So, you had some questions for me earlier, Marcus?
Yes, but I'm going to skip those questions because I got something I want to talk about.
Alright. Shoot.
On Friday morning, I woke up to my truck being broken into. Like, okay. They broke into it.
Okay, work truck.
Work truck.
Company work truck.
Yes.
Broken into. Outside of his house.
Alrighty. And
if any of y'all motherfuckers know what's going on, hit me in the DM.
Yeah, but don't be a snitch because I ain't no snitch either. So.
Hey, yo, just tell us who did it.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out from there.
Okay, so truck broken in.
Yeah. And,
attempted breaking.
Yeah, so... What happened was, the day before that, or a couple of days before that, I ordered a Stage 2 system for my WRX, and...
2018.
Yeah, 2018, and finally came in the day before, so that was Thursday, it came in, I'm like, oh man, I'm so hyped to put it in, and then on Friday, my truck got broken into.
Right.
And so they said, all right, you're not allowed to take your truck home. So I'm like, okay, all right, then I'll just take my car home. But on Friday, I decided to put my stage two exhaust and intake in at 8 p.m.
After work.
After work.
Well, not just he decided. He decided that everybody was going to help him as well. That's why this podcast is one day late.
So what ended up happening was... I did good. I did everything I was supposed to, but Matt fucked up. And,
true.
You know, ships. No, I'm okay, Adrian. I'm good. Thank you, though. Adrian, I'm sorry. So, I did good. I took off all the exhaust that I was supposed to. While Matt stripped a fucking, like, 2 bolts.
Yeah.
And then his dad came out, fixed one, and then the other bolt got fucked.
3 bolts were stripped by the end of the night.
Yeah.
So I stripped one of them. My dad stripped 2 of them. Yeah. I didn't even... But he got the first one that got stripped out.
Yeah.
But... So then what happened today, Marcus?
So that happened... Or we ended up stopping at about 1:30 a.m.
About that, yeah.
Saturday morning.
And now he doesn't have his work truck because they didn't let him bring him back. And now he doesn't have his regular car either.
Yeah.
Well, he has it now because today is Saturday at... 11 o'clock, so that's when we're doing this one.
Mm-hmm. So,
tell them what the, how much they would have charged us at the mechanic if we had just dropped it out there.
If we would have just dropped it off and had the mechanic do it, it would have been $200 flat.
All right, and since we had to take it to the mechanic anyway, how much was it?
$160.
So...
We saved $40
by spending 4 hours or 5 hours on it.
Yeah, yes. We started at 8
for 4 people.
What you guys might see as
pointless,
I think of it as bonding time.
Right. Now my dad said the same thing.
You know, because what are we gonna do when we're all old and stuff? You know,
we're not gonna be able to use our hands when we're old because we've been working with them for so long. But it's all right, buddy. We love you. Is it worth it?
Not really, no. Yeah. No.
Do you know that yet? Have you had enough time to drive it? Do you want to go get it protuned and see if that's worth it?
I mean, if I got a protune, that's another $550.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, but if you get...
Oh, yeah.
You didn't hear it at all?
No, because I left before you guys turned it on.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's still quiet.
It's still quiet, but it sounds Like, in the car, it sounds higher pitch.
When you're hitting it, it sounds better.
Yeah, and then when
sounds way better.
And when you hit the boost, like, you hear the air intake, and it literally sounds like you got the AC on full blast.
Damn.
It goes only on one vent on the right side.
But it goes...
Yeah.
It even sounds like he's got, a real blow-off valve in there.
Damn.
And it's got more horsepower. Like, clearly, I drove that thing.
Yeah.
I went to pick him up. I did a flyby.
Yeah.
By his truck. But the only problem is his window was all the way up.
And the light turned red.
I had to turn. I had to turn.
All I heard was...
Lock those brakes up, too. But anyway, I think the time we spent on it was worth it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some good sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Now I'm dead because I had work at 7 a.m. this morning.
7 to 7 again, huh?
7 to 7.
Well, one day you won't have to do that anymore. Yeah. The day after your 28th birthday.
Yes.
It'll be all work, but it'll all be fun.
It'll all be working.
I hate you.
Alright.
So anyway, you got some questions for us?
Yes.
Like what?
Matt, how old do you think you are gonna be when you die?
Fuck, dude.
I don't know. It's something I thought about for a long time. I think I'll be old because I got dibs on being last. I'm excited to go to all these motherfuckers' funerals.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gotta do it.
Right? Somebody's gotta be last. I'll take that.
But if you're not first, you're last.
What's the movie with Zac Efron and Robert De Niro?
Bad Grandpa.
Is that
No, that's Bad Grandpa.
The one where they go to Florida?
Bad Grandpa.
Is it Bad Grandpa?
No, Bad Grandpa's the one with fucking
That's Dirty Grandpa.
Oh.
With Johnny Knoxville?
Yes, yeah, okay.
So Bad Grandpa is like one of the things that fucks me up is like he goes to see his friend, and his friend's in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, liver failure, and it's just, like, he's just talking to his grandson. He's like, dude, I watched all of my friends die. Can you at least give me this weekend? And I'm like, damn. This is, like, a week after his wife dies.
Yeah.
This fucking party.
But then you can't.
Once you guys are all gone, I'm going ham. I'm going ham so I can meet you guys there as soon as possible. What's up?
That's where the last one. Yeah, just as soon as he was out.
As soon as he was out, I'm out.
I did a rail and then that was it.
I took like 30 minutes. Like, I meet you guys all back at Pismo.
What's your guys' new current favorite song?
New current favorite song?
Yeah, like right now.
I don't know. I have to look at my thing.
I'm listening to that Zed's Dead one a lot.
Which one?
The house one? The
snake cover? That's a good one.
What's it called?
I think
Lost You.
Yeah. I listen to that a lot.
I recently watched A Star Is Born.
Yeah. Lost You.
That last...
That Shallow song?
No, not Shallow. That song is whack compared to the last song...
I haven't seen it.
I'll Never Love Again.
Oh.
Dude, oh my gosh. Alright, so the best comparison I could think of is Whitney Houston's And I Will Never...
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, I Will Always Love You. And I... Like, in Bodyguard.
Copyright
like,
infringement.
Like, that
shit. Will always be friends with you.
Yeah, no, but, like, that song, it gets me. It gets me in the feels.
That song's a banger. It's a bop, actually.
That's what Megan says that.
It's a bop.
It's a bop. It's a bop. Yeah, that's the new. That's the new terminology for.
I looked at her and I was like, "You're gonna say it, right?"
She's like, "No, that's a bop."
Wait, hold on, really quick. All right, what do you and Megan have in common?
Me and Megan? We're white.
Yes, there we go.
That's true.
That's
also, what do you and I have in common?
How do we meet?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Marcus and I met at a AA event when we were 10 years old.
10 years old.
10 years old, yeah. Best friends ever since. I don't think so. It might have been a little bit, but we didn't go into depth.
No, no, it definitely wasn't, because I wrote it down. Because if it wasn't, then we were just like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was there, his mom was there. They were fucking. Oh. And since then, my dad's been fucking her every night. just kidding. My dad is happily married now.
Yeah, my mom still drinks.
Cheers. Pull one out.
I'll drink to that one.
Here's the bopping for apples.
That's a bop.
Favorite song? Right now. Not like of all time.
Well, there's no way to pick one of all time, though. No way.
I mean, not of all time. Just like your one right now. Like if you were to...
My favorite song at the moment has got to be probably Chance the Rapper's Juice.
Still?
Just because they re-released that album on Apple Music.
So you went back on SoundCloud.
I went back on SoundCloud just to listen to that one song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just thinking about this today, too, when I was playing Lost You again in the car. I'm like, damn, I really like this song.
Right? It's crazy, like, how a song could change, like, basically your whole outlook on your day. Like, that those 20 minutes when you get in your car on the drive home or drive to the gym or whatever, mm-hmm. and you just play that shit, and you just you don't even care that you're getting screwed over every which way.
Yeah, which is crazy, because it's just noise.
And honestly, if you break it down, it's just ones and zeros.
Yeah.
Somebody programmed into a computer, just like all of us. Oh, this fucking guy who drove me, the one who picked me up in your car.
Wait, let's hear about this.
That guy was straight talking about how we're in a simulation and like the Illuminati and like you can program people. And the whole time I'm sitting in the car in the passenger seat just going, aha. I'm not sure whether or not this guy's gonna fucking kill me. I'm like, just drop me off at the muffler shop. Damn.
Damn.
It's weird too, because my dad and him have a lot in common. Like, he was born in the valley, my dad was. He's 51, my dad's 52. Or 53 and 52, something like that. And I'm just like, another life, my dad could have been that temple hat guy too.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, Mark was asking like the other day too. He's like, do you think if, like, my like a different parent raised me like in a divorced household, I'd be the same guy.
Nope.
Would I still be like a different kid? No, like he's like in general.
Yeah.
Because it's like same thing, like similar backgrounds probably like in the valley too, so it's like same environment, but then still two completely different people.
Yeah, two different
And like even like same household, like you and your brother, me and my brother, me and my sister.
Yeah.
Same parents, same everything, but
That's crazy to me too, is like we all grew up so similarly. Like, you're from a divorced family, mom was alcoholic, I'm from a divorced family, my dad was alcoholic. Like,
that's why you guys get along so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know how to push each other's buttons. Mm. Bop it.
All of us are also Virgos. Fuck it.
That's true too.
Yeah, and I'm right there at the end.
Right at the cusp, but you're still there.
Yeah.
And Kyle's not though.
Yeah.
It's crazy that like right now we see Kyle the least and Skylar the least, and they're both the same sign.
No way.
And Omar is not a Virgo either.
No.
What is he?
One of them.
Fucking, I don't know. I don't know
anybody else's
except for mine. Yeah.
I know that Taurus and Aquarius because that's David and Sydney. And
what's parents. Nick?
My brother's birthday is a day and a year after mine, so August.
He's 3rd. Also a Virgo.
Yeah, but he's nothing like me because I'm cool.
Do you think the star signs have anything to do with like the actual astrology or whatever, or is it just based on the time of year you were born? Because like the time of year when I was born is just it's fucking hot. like there's stuff going down. Like people are going back to school. Like there's like always different things happening at that time of year. And that's probably part of the reason.
Not how about do you think about 3 months or 9 months before?
Oh, dude, earthquake. For me, 9 months. I'm pretty sure I was conceived during the earthquake. those
sitting there like, damn, boy. I was chilling
and shaking. my brother's in the other room. What's going on with the wall?
Hey, that headboard is wild tonight. What are you guys doing?
Yep. My parents. Was your dad living here back then, or where was he living?
My mom. Oh, we lived in Eagle Rock. My mom.
Eagle Rock? Okay.
Yeah, my mom lived in.
So further away.
No, well, my parents were still together.
Yeah, but further. Well, of course they were still together. You weren't born yet.
Damn.
Damn. Where were you? Where was your family when the earthquake happened? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure they were here still.
Mexico. This house?
No.
Mexico?
I don't know. Because my dad always talks about, like, how there's so much work here. Are they just...
Afterwards?
Yeah, because everything is, you know...
Everything fell apart.
Everything has to be rebuilt.
And nobody was ready for anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was the end of the world as far as people were concerned.
Yeah.
Guys.
Like, I even remember my mom's apartment. You know where the shopping center, where the Ralph's is? There was fucking 30, 40 feet of flames because a gas line burst in the ground. And shot gas up in the air. It was on fire because it was a spark. So it was just literally gas shooting into the air, catching on fire.
Well, you guys know that right down Balboa right here,
uh-huh.
Like a block over, that's the main gas feed for all of Los Angeles.
Because it's coming in from up there that they can't see me pointing.
But yeah, but it comes from the north.
What? No. Where is the gas leak, though? That's what I'm asking.
No, that's something else. That's from San Alamos.
That sounds right, but I'm not sure.
I'm in this big legal thing with them, too.
Yeah.
I'm about to get paid out.
Nice.
Yeah, me too.
Since the gas leak, you too, right?
No, not
really. Really?
I'm going to get paid out anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Since we had that gas leak, we're all in this huge fucking...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you're Porter Ranch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then people up there are suing.
So. Technically, yeah. I did air quotes because we're either Porter Ranch or Northridge, but considered
both. For legal
both.
Purposes.
Well, no, we're considered both, and we're, like, right there in the center of it. You guys probably got a little bit of it, too, just because you guys are really close to Rinaldi. And
yeah.
You know what gas does when it's in the air? It just goes everywhere. It's gas. Mm-hmm. Chemistry.
What's really cool, though, is... like if there's a gas leak, like in plumbing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if it's out in the open field,
mm-hmm.
it's fine.
Yeah, it's
and
fine.
And no
you
one's
can...
around to hear it.
No, you can literally like have a fucking cigarette. And,
oh
and,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And like nothing will happen. But if it's in confined space,
you probably shouldn't though. It's like smoking at a gas station. You probably shouldn't do it. That's why we vape.
Damn it.
True.
Dude, Breaking Bad, I just finished it today. Spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Almost everybody.
Nobody dies. Just one person. And all the redheads, or all the skinheads. All the fam.
Are you sure about that?
All the skinheads died. Dude, you know they're making a movie?
The Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
With who?
Jesse Pinkman. Aaron Paul. He's gonna be the...
That was Fast and Furious.
No. Sorry. They're making a legit Breaking Bad movie. Look it up. I want to know when it comes out.
All right. We moving upstairs.
So Kyle's on his way, by the way. He said he can hang out till 1. And he's got to go to bed because I think he has work in the morning again. Like he always does.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We still love that guy. He just works too goddamn much. Pretty soon he's going to be unemployed, though. Underemployed? Is it underemployed if you quit your job?
But still have another job?
No, he's going to quit both of them, though.
Yeah, but now he's quitting later, too.
Yeah, but he's got to make that money for Europe so he can spot you.
Yeah.
Yo, that one restaurant that you guys are going to go to? What is
Modena?
It? What
no,
is it?
Osteria Francesca.
Yeah.
What is it?
Osteria Francesca.
In Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we saw the prices on there. Sheesh.
What?
Your credit card looked back at you like...
Hey, sure you want to put this one down?
What did it say though? Like 290 per person?
£299. Came as like $360
per person or total?
Pounds or euros?
Per person. Pounds. Or
euros.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be like $700 dinner.
Yeah, but it was the 2018 like the Michelin number one restaurant in the world.
Yeah. Three stars.
Did you make reservations?
In July. So July 1st, Monday, we have to make a reservation.
You have to call, right? You have to be like...
No, do it online, you just put...
Is it like trying to get tickets for something? You have to just be like the first person that...
I don't know how crazy it is.
Because like something like that, they take reservations 3 months in advance. You probably have to be... Yeah. Like, you guys are going to eat at noon. I mean, who cares though? Your whole schedule is just going there, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened with Oktoberfest? You guys can't go anymore, or?
We're moving everything around. Because we were trying to hit Oktoberfest in Stuttgart and Munich.
Right.
But we booked it too early, so we have to... We'd be in Stuttgart before there's anything going on, while they're setting up.
Right, because it's the 27th to the...
Yeah, so it's to September 13th.
So you have to move, like, three different Airbnbs and stuff like that,
yeah,
huh?
So we just figured that we're going to cancel that Stuttgart, more time in Switzerland, and then, like, come back at the end of the month just to Stuttgart.
Well, I guess that works, though, right? Because Kyle wanted to go to South Switzerland.
Yeah.
And visit some friends or some spots that his friends told him to go to.
Yeah, just the Alps. And I tried to make Prague work, but it's so expensive.
And it's so out of the way, huh?
Yeah. We were trying to, like, I was trying to find flights. It's, like, over $100 just one way.
It would be worth it if you guys didn't already plan all this other stuff. Like, if it was if it was one of the first things on your list, you guys would have had it done already.
Yeah. It's all right. I'll be back. Czechoslovakia.
What the fuck? You guys going to Eastern Europe?
No, we're not going. That was like one of the places that I wanted to see.
I just need to put it.
I'll
in
be back. Room,
so,
100% be back.
Dude, I can't believe you guys are doing this still. Like, it hasn't hit me yet that you guys are gonna be gone for 3 months, especially our birthday, your birthday,
yeah,
Kyle's
birthday. Everyone's
Skyler's birthday, except Omar. We already did his birthday.
Yeah.
We should just do like. Group. Oh, that's what we're gonna do camping, right? Mm-hmm. We'll just bring one cake and we'll just put a bunch of candles on it. We'll do 24 candles, right?
We'll just get
and three people can blow it out, and then we'll put one more for me, and then I'll blow it.
We'll just get the firework candle. It doesn't.
There
blow
you go.
Out.
Everybody can try.
Mm-hmm. Burn their eyeballs.
Yeah, the candles. We just put a bunch of joints on the end of it.
And how do you hit it?
Blow it out.
So you smoke weed? Is that what you're saying? For the record,
California.
For your work.
What?
It's okay. I don't think they're allowed to fire you anymore for...
I think they're working on it. I don't know if it passed.
Regardless, you can still do mushrooms. Because they can't test for them because they're... Can
not
they
real.
Test for them?
They're not real, so... It's all in your head.
Let me try this. Don't... You guys can't see it, but Marcus is dying on the inside right now.
He's laughing so hard, he's not making noise.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy right now, huh? You don't have to be up early for work tomorrow, then?
I mean, that I know of, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, knock on wood.
Knock on wood, yeah. Today's the last day at the ZBT house. Yeah.
Did you go over there at all?
I went over there last weekend, but today, Denon just called me. He's like, hey, today's like...
Today's
hurrah at Corbin.
Damn.
Yeah.
They didn't find anything new yet, huh?
I don't think so.
Shit.
And then Elon's at Electric Force, so.
I don't know. He's the president, right?
Yeah, he's just the guy in charge of finding the house, I guess.
Mm. Wasn't he president?
Real estate, right?
Yeah.
Was he president last semester?
No. He was just social chair for like the past 2 years.
And one class a year. Hey, man, if you're going to do it, he's already making money.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I started with $100 in my
Robinhood.
I'm up to 450.
450?
Yeah, but I put 325 more. I'm trying to get you guys, but
yeah, well, damn. Yeah, did you see how like volatile Bitcoin is?
Yeah, well,
like
every
day it's like up 5%, down
5%. It went up
10%
the first day, and then I sold my stuff. I was like, I'm just not even... I don't want to look at it that much.
Yeah, it's too volatile.
But all of my stocks total went up like 3%, so I'm up like $7, something like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's so minuscule right now that it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, it's because it's...
But
it's
if I use...
cents that you're making instead of...
Yeah, if I use it as like a savings account, if I just put like $25 a week into some stocks, whatever.
No biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Omar's making shmoney if he's like, oh yeah, just buy freaking Berkshire every month. I'm like,
but the only problem with that is he's making money, but it's not real yet. It's not real until you pull your money out.
Yeah.
Because any day now, that shit could crash.
One of my customers,
Berkshire and Williams, probably not going to, or Berkshire and whatever Hathaway. It is, Hathaway, is not going to crash, though.
Yeah, one of my customers, she goes, or like, big-ass house in Beverly Hills, and she goes, like, oh, like, you know, she seemed down, like, what's wrong? She goes, I just lost a year's worth of
income.
In stocks?
Yeah.
It happens.
But you can also get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if she said she lost a year's worth of income, that means she's put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
That means she has a lot of money. She lost a year's worth, but it's a year 25 years from now.
Yeah. I didn't ask her what stocks were, but it was, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, either early this year or, like, late last year.
Uh-huh.
That it happened. And I was like, fuck. Well, your tennis is going to be like $4,000, so.
Wait, the $7,000 install you just did?
No, that's for another guy. That guy collects art.
Oh, really?
Or he collects and deals art.
That's crazy. Like, art is crazy to me how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, somebody basically just threw paint at in a specific way or something at a canvas. And then sold it for $5 million.
And then died.
And then, yeah. Well, that's what happens too, is like, as soon as the artist dies, you can't get another one, ever. Shit. We just start making
our art. Because now there's like a finite number of these kinds of paintings.
So as soon as Marcus dies, you guys won't get any more of him on the podcast. That's why we got to make these super popular right now.
Yeah.
We've only got 4 years left, right?
Hey, Dana. How old do you think you're going to be when you die?
28.
You still think so?
Yeah.
I really hope that's not true.
Dude, I've been having diarrhea for like the past 3 days.
So maybe tomorrow.
I'm dying.
I've seen what you eat.
Diarrhea.
I've seen what you eat. There's a problem.
How's that budget? God.
You gonna start it up again this week?
Working on it, alright?
I'm sorry, I just want you to be able to leave me something when you die at 28.
Oh, we all hit the lotto.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. That's why people keep playing. It's crazy to me is that the lotto was supposed to, all the money was supposed to go into like a school fund. And I don't think any schools have ever seen a dime of that money.
Yeah. Like, alright, so. Like, 3 years ago,
it's Kyle. Kyle's here. Let him in on what's going on.
Let him in on what's going on.
Let him in. The door and what's going on. Letterman is what's going on. I didn't watch any more of that show, did you?
Yeah, I never watched it.
I can't. Like, that's something that should be a podcast. Like, you can't watch that. It's so slow.
Too dry?
Yeah.
Yo. Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Where's Omar? Oh.
Omar's in Vegas.
Forgot. Omar's watching Paul McCartney.
And I just saw him.
So. Pet the dog so we can kick him out of the kitchen again.
And then,
oh, there he goes.
My work, or the managers or whatever.
Mr. O's or?
For Mr. O's, they did this event, and I legit have 6 quarts of Kentucky Mule in my car.
Kentucky Mule?
What is that?
Well, there's Mexican Mule, there's...
Kentucky Mule is Kentucky bourbon and...
And then it's, yeah.
Ginger beer
and whatever the...
Orange bitters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be harsh on 4th of July.
It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna ice it down and we're ready to go. What is that?
Yeah, no. What is Michelob Ultra Infusion?
Oh, yeah. So they went to this event and they were like in between Michelob's booth and. What's the other one? I think they said Allagash.
Oh, okay.
Allagash Bite?
Where was the event?
Gonja didn't wait.
I have no idea. I didn't dig in on that much of the conversation, but I was just there for the little bit that I heard, and then...
That's cool.
Literally, he had...
Literally?
4 12 quarts of Kentucky Mule.
So you have a 112 court in your car right now?
I have an 8 court, but it's only filled to the
6. Is it in your car?
Yeah, it's in my car right now.
Where are you going to keep it?
At my house.
Okay.
And then break it down for 4th of July. Bring it down.
Just freeze it into like a brick.
Hey. Okay, so I'm busy now. Can I call you back? Okay.
Bye-bye. I love you.
I love you.
Who is that?
Ellie. I called her when I left work, and then she took another 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah. Fuck that bitch, right?
Are you rocking the jewel, too?
It's his.
Okay.
Yeah, you want some? I remember when I first saw you in that shirt, I'm like, that is a dope shirt.
Yeah, now it's stained and dirty and disgusting.
That makes it better now.
Oh, I have a Data Remember shirt for you.
Fuck yes. Sick.
Yeah.
Is that the one you got when you went with Skyler?
Yeah, the toy one.
You just never wear it, huh?
It's just, it's red. So, yeah, I got you. Saved you one of the things. Yeah.
What does it say on it?
I can't read. Data Remember tour lineup on the back.
Who's drinking
Jayma?
You drinking Jayma?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they were pregame?
You are now.
You are now.
Is it Jayma and Co?
Yeah.
Cheers.
To hanging out with my best friends
before Marcus dies at 28.
Oh, that's good.
We just have to like tie him down until he's 28 in 2 days. So he's like, nah, it's not gonna happen. Right, Marcus?
Wait, what?
How many of those extra tickets do you have?
I'm trying to go.
Well, I still haven't got the thing in the mail, so I guess I'm not invited. Or
to what?
I thought you were cheating.
No, her grandpa, the one that's paying for it. He wanted to go with, like, his friend.
What event?
Well, the concert for him, but the wedding for me.
I would be honored if you would come.
Is that a...
Whose wedding?
Chris,
Julian Lagos. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you express your feelings to him and tell him that you wanted to go?
Oh, well, they sent me a text saying, hey, what's your address?
Oh, okay.
Because they were going to send an invitation, but...
Which address did you give him?
My parents, yeah.
Lost in the mail, maybe.
Your parents
yeah,
got it,
really
and they were like...
Sent it.
Maybe they're sending you... They're sending you one the day after, and they're like, oh, I got lost in the mail. I'm so sorry. Can you still send us a gift? That's shady, but that's some shit
I'm doing. That's funny.
Or what if your parents took it, used the invitations, they're going...
They do some shit like that. I have this mean ass cavity.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go to a dentist like 4 months ago and I never did.
Dude, me too. Every time I go to a rave and I'm just like chomping away at gum, like the next day I'm like, I need to go get this filled for sure. And then I just never do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, the only thing you need to check on in terms of shots for Europe is measles. You don't need to worry about anything else.
Measles. I'm pretty sure. Don't you get that when you're a baby?
Yeah, when you're a baby. You're supposed to get 2 doses of the MMR. Measles, something. Supposed to get a double dose. If you don't have your second shot, you're supposed to get another one.
Okay, I'll talk to my doctor, because I'm not 100%.
You're supposed to have I have a report of the shots that I got when I was a baby. My mom kept it, so maybe your mom might have it too.
It's all digital now.
Oh, so they just did everything on the computer? Mm-hmm. They keep like old stuff?
I don't know, she should have like the baby one, but you're supposed to get 2 when you're a baby?
Yeah, right around the same time.
Oh,
like, baby and tall day.
Well, then I probably have a baby.
You know what I mean? They're talking.
You guys are doing that too? Yeah, so my coworkers at work were doing
it. We just showed Marcus today.
Yeah, and I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Kevin does it so awkwardly.
I don't think I saw it.
You haven't seen the actual thing?
No, I don't think I've seen the actual thing.
I got you, buddy.
Because these girls at work were doing that today, and I was like, what?
Alright, so the thing is, like, you know that meme that Matt sent a while ago? It's like 2,000 kids. You're like, I can't wait to grow up and be a dot dot dot. And then the earth says,
oh my god.
It's like a fake laugh.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, pick up a girl, take her back to your room, and you slide in. She turns around, and she's like,
okay, yeah.
She's actually a man.
something.
Oh, man. I would not eat that.
Wow. You've been here for 10 years?
No, like Tuesday.
10 years. Tastes like you've been here for 10 years.
Nah. Like, you ask your boss, hey, man, can I get this Saturday off?
That happened to me. I texted the owner, the one that is in charge of the schedule, literally 5 days ago. He never texted me back. I wrote out this whole thing about why I needed this day off and where I'm going and what I'm doing. And he ghosted me. And he set up the schedule yesterday.
Put you on there.
Bam. No. So that's why
Saturday, the time that you need it.
Yeah. For real, that's exactly what just happened. So I'm going to tell Mr. O's my last day is going to be on the 16th, and I'm going to tell Ace my last day is on the 10th, because I can get time off at Mr. O's, no problem.
The last day is going to be on the 10th at like
5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So you want to ride up with me?
Yeah, so you can ride with him.
Okay. Oh, so you got, well, because that's what I was going to say.
Because Adrian and I would probably go up there early and set up at least a couple hours earlier so we can do it in the light, right? If you're not working.
Wait.
If you and I go up earlier on the 10th. Mm-hmm. And we can set up all the camp stuff before it becomes dark. And then when Kyle gets off work at 5, when Marcus gets off
work,
it's
at like
9:30.
You don't know what
time it goes anywhere between.
I can be like, hey, can I get off at 3:30 today? Yeah. You know, or like, hey, guys,
I need to get off
Friday,
by 5.
You know, I need to get off at 3:30.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll send me a call at like 2:30. You're the only one that can do this, Marcus.
Well, then, yeah, so then you gotta be like, let me get off at 2.
No, but then they'll send me a call at 1:30.
Mm. Yeah, that's why. So we can leave by 5.
Mm. You can kind of trick them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
And they tell you, you can get off at 5.
Aha! Yeah. No, literally, no. It's like, hey, you know what? Might as well just take the whole day off.
Yeah. You know what? You might as well just not even come in on Monday. Pick up your last paycheck on Thursday.
Are we dropping?
Where are we gonna go? Where are we gonna go, by the way? Are we just gonna go to Angeles? Because
yeah.
It's close?
We go, huh?
Are we dropping?
Yeah, we're dropping.
How's the weather that time of year? It's just gonna be warm.
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
If we go to Angeles,
hey,
it's gonna be
hot. August.
Yeah. Everywhere?
We did Angeles last time around that time of the year, right?
Everywhere is gonna be hot. But the reason I wanna go back to Bishop is because we can go chill at the lake again. Or we can go chill at the lake. Like I did last time.
You guys
wanna
do hot springs?
Where?
Bishop.
Bakersfield has hot springs, natural hot springs.
Really?
It's gonna be hot though.
It's like stupid hot though.
Yeah,
sitting there.
Yeah,
but this is the crock pot.
Sitting there and you get out of the water and it doesn't feel like you got out of the water.
Wait, what if we go down south?
Okay, do you guys want to do something
really
with water?
No.
Joshua Tree and fucking Bodega Springs.
I'm down to do Joshua Tree, but it's also gonna be stupid hot.
It's gonna be hot and dry. But I mean, like, if you're prepared for it, then you're fine.
Right.
Kind of more than
a kiddie pool.
I mean, you know me.
Yo, kiddie pool with some ice?
Just all ice in there.
we'll put our beers in there, and by the time they're cold, we can get in there.
4 hour drive, so hot, ice melts by the time we get there. All the ice melts.
Not if you have it inside the car with the AC on.
3 hours away.
Cool.
Yeah, by the way,
fuck yourself.
What's the farthest we're willing to travel?
I'd rather do it closer because then we'd have more time to just be at the campsite.
Yeah.
Because if we do Bishop, it's...
Well, you're going to get off of work at 9 p.m., so you'll...
I'm 100% down for Chileo again.
Chileo. Oh.
Okay. Up in Angeles? We can do that.
That's close.
The only problem is you shit in a hole.
That's funny because it's true.
It was porta potties.
Oh.
They were permanent porta potties.
4 hours? Why don't we just go up towards Big Sur?
Then we get the same spot that we had last time. We had to drive 40 minutes around.
Yeah, we have to book that in advance, but now we know that.
But
all the Big Sur, the camping spots by the water, are super expensive.
Well,
everything else that's
well,
like,
the one,
yeah,
the one that we were going to get
itself.
In Big Sur was a come... Like, first come, first serve, wasn't it?
The one that we pulled into and the lady was super nice?
Yeah. It was first come, first serve, but it was...
Because all those other ones buy water.
It wasn't expensive, but it was just taken. It was all taken.
And everything was, like, super... fun.
They didn't have any vacancy.
Super
like,
close to everyone.
Yeah.
So we can't even get rowdy.
Yeah.
I liked the spot that we had in Big Sur. The actual spot we had in Big Sur.
Oh, yeah,
but it was a pain.
To get there.
Yeah.
I like the two spots that we had in Bishop.
I mean, I feel like we're going to have a shitty spot, or not a shitty spot, but like a secluded spot in Big Sur, we might as well just go to Angels. It's closer and it's gonna be the same thing.
Yeah.
But
if
we
want a little stream behind you, we just go to Andy.
If we go to Big Sur.
Was there streams up there? Was there water up there?
There was water by in Big Sur, because that foot
is all I remember was
stone.
All I remember was us just fucking laying on that rock.
Yeah, you mean on the pavement?
and hanging out with Pablo.
That fucking
Oh my gosh!
I
still have that rock.
Dude.
You guys still have you guys' rock?
No,
my
you
company
ask
car.
Us this all the fucking time. I couldn't even tell you. I probably threw the rock away. Why the fuck is there a rock? And wherever
you're
should
saying
be
you
a rock.
You skipped that rock.
It's not just a rock. It's a boulder.
Oh my god! That was that was one of the funniest moments of
threw that thing so far as a
being
rock
on brooms. Dude, right. That was when the hyena laugh really broke out.
Oh my god.
Really
who's
broke
hyena
out.
Laugh?
Everybody's.
Everybody.
The jaw snapped his back.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dude.
Nah, dude, that's OG Bishop.
My favorite one is Bishop.
Hands down.
The OG, the first Bishop trip that we did with everybody.
That was the best one.
When JoJo, Rochelle, Stephanie, Jocelyn, Kyle
cried
the whole
the
weekend. Jocelyn
was there.
Who?
Jocelyn.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you get every time I go to Urban Outfitters?
Dude, that's when I was initiated as Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was like 5 years ago.
Dude, that was almost 6 years ago.
Yeah, that was probably 6 years ago.
It's going to be going on six.
That was 2015.
I was being so
oh, no, that was 2013.
It was 20.
It goes into years
2014
now.
Because Porter just released that, and that's when I played Sad Machine and said, all you guys, Porter.
Thank you.
I think Ash, man. I'm Ash, that's fucking rough.
It's also hot as fuck.
No.
Yeah, what is it? Tequila Sprite.
Vodka soda. Vodka Sprite. You want one?
Still have to work two jobs tomorrow.
He wanted
to try it though.
It's watered down now.
Yeah, it's watered. Yeah, down.
You should have seen how much fucking vodka I put in here.
Yeah, no water in there.
Glug 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 glug. Two shots of vodka.
Fuck.
We should just do creation memes. Let's just take a whole bunch of memes and put them together.
Have memes rotating off of each other.
That's basically how we live our lives, guys.
So I'll just a big yolk.
Fill it with a whole bunch of eggs.
You can't put all your jokes in one basket.
You guys are scrambling me right now.
I'm going to let you.
You had nothing to contribute except for.
Dude, I saw myself in my tracks. Just tell him, I'm going to let you do you.
Okay, so ask Kyle. Everything we ask.
Oh, yeah. Favorite song. What's your favorite song right now, Kyle?
Favorite song right now?
Right now.
At this very moment?
At this very second.
Damn, I'm stuck on Speechless by Dan and Shay.
No, that's a good
really?
One.
Yeah.
That's
wait,
a good
wait, which one? The original or the DJ Squared?
I didn't listen to that yet.
Wait,
DJ Squared? The DJ Squared got me hooked.
Dude, what song is
DJ
that?
Squared is Ilana Dondt's remix.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's
I
the...
sent it in the chat.
Yeah.
Man, you are the worst friend, Marcus. I
good.
Swear to God. Whenever you put a meme in that chat, just know that I'm never going to look at them again.
He's just going to post underneath it. Aha ha. Never
laughed. Real funny. Real funny, friend.
Damn.
I remember that one. Yeah.
So your favorite song right now is Speechless?
Yeah.
What about
when do you think that you're gonna die?
Yeah, how old do you think you're gonna be when you die?
Fuck.
That's deep, right?
Yeah.
I also have another one for you guys. I have another one for you guys.
Well, is that just like specifically categorized as like when do I actually really think I'm gonna die?
A year of your life that you think you're gonna die.
Yeah, okay.
Like, how old do you think you're gonna be when you die?
Marcus is still 28.
What are you at, Adrian? What'd you say?
As long as I can be.
Really? I like that one. As long as, for me, it's like, as long as I can still take care of myself.
I don't know, I'm kind of cool with, like,
I don't want
getting all the shit done that I want to get done and then peace.
28.
But is that, like, a list that you're just gonna keep adding to? Because, it makes
sense
that you're gonna keep
adding
to it, because, like, you don't add to it, you just, alright.
You're not doing anything, yeah.
Like, you just fucking clean yourself, just fucking scramble those yolks, dog.
Scramble damn yolks.
Yeah, so.
Fry that bread.
Okay, so you have your goals now. How long will it take you to reach them?
What are your goals right now, then?
I keep adding to the tribe. So, to answer the question, I think I might have, 60.
60?
Yeah, maybe 60.
I want to hit retirement age and then keep working.
Do you realize that by saying 60, you've lived over a third of your life right now?
Yeah. Which is cool.
Pull it.
Third of my life took 23 years to go by, it seems like.
Yeah, a third of your life, but for the first 10 years, you're not living.
Yeah, you're not really doing anything.
I don't remember almost anything before my 10th birthday.
You don't start being your own self until probably either in high school or right after high school.
Well, you're not even, your brain is not even developed until after high school.
You start realizing, I'm a person, not part of a group.
That's when you start realizing, I'm going to die.
I didn't have that until, this year.
Really? I had that epiphany.
I was still invincible.
Had that epiphany.
Probably until surgery. I was nothing bad's going to happen to me. What the fuck? And then, oh, fuck.
When you started counting backwards, as soon as you started counting backwards from 10, you're 10. 9. Oh wait, 6. 5. What's that joke that's
No, mine was, I feel fine. I don't think I'm that
sleepy. I feel fine. I don't think I'm that sleepy. The nurse.
For real, they're come back from 3. All right. 3, 2, 1. I think I'm still okay. I don't feel that.
Lights out.
Yeah.
So you didn't feel anything. You don't remember anything from that period, right?
Yeah, I just remember waking up and then I'm in the fucking sitting up.
So that's what that's what death is right there.
13-hour trip took half a Xan, out like a light.
60, 28, last.
As long as I can, I don't have a. As long as I can take care of myself, I'm good. As long as I don't need some 28? Hot 22-year-old nurse wiping my ass.
I've never legitimately said 28. I've always been joking when I said 28.
Same. Until, death and mortality.
Well, wasn't it for you, 28, because it's your athletic prime, it's the prime of your life, right? And then as soon as it's over, you're done?
You start deteriorating.
But that's 20. Yeah, 28's not the age. 36 is the age where your body isn't, you won't perform at peak function.
Depending on what.
Unless you're Tom Brady, I guess. guy just doesn't age.
Yeah. And for real, cold face wash is apparently anti-aging.
I'm gonna start taking cold showers, just plain and
ice
simple.
Ice baths.
Shit. Cryo, baby. Forever.
Freeze up real quick.
I have a question. If it comes down to it, where you can get into a VR life like they did in Black Mirror, would you do it?
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Which episode is that?
Third. First?
No, not. It's not. Don't fucking knock on the table.
Is that not on the table?
It picks up everything you do.
Oh, so the whole phone thing that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Don't do that. Don't
wait.
wait, don't do it. But there was the episode where there were the old people that went into the VR life. And they had the chance to die, they had the opportunity to die, or to stay there forever.
Yeah.
What would you do?
That's one where it's
you would stay there forever.
100%.
Are you talking about the old
season 1?
No,
it's season 2 or something.
Yeah.
It was the first season that I think Netflix picked it up.
I think it was the second.
Because I don't think
it
was always Netflix. I thought it was BBC. I thought it was the first. It started on BBC and then went to
the BBC shit.
It's all on Netflix.
It's all on there now?
Yeah.
BBC? Pretty sure it's the second season.
That's how I want to die.
What?
BBC.
I mean, I'd be down with the VR life as long as it didn't repeat itself and I figured out I was in VR.
Yeah,
my VR self.
Well, so how sure that right now you're not in VR?
I think therefore I am.
I'm not. I don't know. I wouldn't know, but I would assume
I
think
therefore I am. That's the only thing that separates that psychology class I did it how do you know that this table is not conscious?
Because we know it is. Or we think it isn't.
Think it's not.
So it isn't.
I think, therefore I am.
Just like animals.
So just like I think I'm conscious and I'm aware of my surroundings and that this table's a table.
But you're just your circumstances of your programming.
Exactly, because I think it. I don't know it.
Said the guy from AAA that picked
me up. Simulation right now.
How do you know? You don't, you think.
Are you feeling simulated?
How do I know? I'm stimulated.
For the record, Kyle just gave Marcus a hand job.
For the record, Matt just accused me of giving Marcus a hand job while he gave Marcus a hand
for
job.
For the record, exactly. Marcus got received a hand job from Kyle.
For the record, there should be a camera in here.
For the record, I did not plead guilty to any accusations.
Off the record, though?
Damn.
Yo.
What about off the cuff?
Virtual reality?
The Pismo shit fucked me up. So I'm going to say there's a 51% chance that it's virtual reality right now.
Damn.
But also, I would get into it and do anything and everything that I ever wanted to do. Mm-hmm. As long as there's stuff for me to do. And if there's not, I'm out. Pull the plug.
It's the same thing as right now.
Exactly.
Have you guys started watching?
VR, baby.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, this is simulated.
Yeah. I think that Ryan.
Yeah, like, honestly, this shit gets so fucking deep.
Yeah.
That I'm scared to
talk about it because you don't want to think about it.
Because I can't swim because I'm always in the shallow.
Yeah, no. Just sometimes you just gotta dive head first into that shallow bit. Really see if you're in the simulation.
Have you seen that movie, by the way?
Which one?
The Star is Born?
No.
Dude.
Watch it.
Okay.
100% is on Hulu. Mm-hmm. You need to watch that shit, bro.
Alright, have you guys seen Euphoria on HBO yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to watch it?
Bro, that shit is off the fucking...
It's about ecstasy, right?
It's off the hanger. Everything about it is insane.
Euphoria? Is that the one with the...
Yeah, with her.
With Zendaya?
Yeah.
I have to watch that.
What is it about exactly?
Is it the one with, like, everybody in it?
Bro, yeah.
Like, a ton of A-list celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's overly provocative in every sense of the word.
Did they only release one episode or what?
What is it? This chick's in high school.
And that is the whole thing. That's
but
the thing.
For
it's
the record,
like,
Kyle's not interested in girls in high school.
Yeah,
okay.
No, Kyle's not interested in girls in high school. But check this out, dude. It's like, it's about high school, but she's already overdosed on drugs like 3 times within the first season. Or within the first 2 episodes. And it's like taking high school, outdoing it. Like, the whole thing is Project X.
Mm.
But it's not just the scene at the party. It's this whole chick's life and how the fuck she ruins it between her family and school and her best
friend. How many episodes are there?
Not sure. But her best friend, who actually is a guy playing a chick, gets banged out by, like, older dudes. And it's just, like, insane. And then
it's banged out or gets raped?
Banged out. Like, she actually...
So she wanted
it. She has to set this up. Yeah. And they're both, like, the most...
That's, like, it's crazy. High school is fucking stupid.
They're just... It's psycho. It's almost psycho in the sense of, like, you just don't ever see...
Life that way?
People doing this, no. Like, I mean, you see people doing this, but... Just...
Oh, yeah,
not to this extent.
Yeah.
Well,
it's out there. It
so
is
it's like
so
a Motley Crue high school.
Yeah.
It's like the dirty high school.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's the ASB kids, but everyone's an ASB kid.
Those ASB kids are fucking crazy.
Student body kids.
They just figured it out before we did.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they were stressed before everyone else was stressed.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Anyways,
you need to watch that.
That's real.
I have to watch it. You have to send me an HBO code, though, because I got HBO.
On Hulu?
HBO.
HBO.
Is it
has an HBO?
Yeah, add-on. Yeah, it's probably on there though.
It's
the add-on.
Yeah, check it out.
But I don't have Hulu either. So.
I'm sure you could YouTube stream.
Yeah, I'll do some. I'll just watch it on Twitch or something.
Yeah.
Let me get a virus real quick.
It's
let me get an STI.
It's really out there.
I bet.
What were the other questions that you guys had?
That was it. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Song, death, and.
Virtual reality.
Nice. Wait, what was your favorite song? What is your favorite song?
It's my favorite
song. The last
song,
the Star is Born. It's called I Will Never Love You. Something like that. That song, dude. Like, you need to watch that movie, bro.
Uh-huh.
You kind of look like Bradley Cooper sometimes.
Okay.
And
you kind of look like him.
Gotcha. Dude, I just watched Burnt again.
I was going to say.
I really did.
One time and that.
Burnt? That movie is fucking good.
Dude, Bradley Cooper
like 3 times.
Could do anything.
Limitless?
Yeah.
Burned?
Yeah. And the stars burned.
Dude. Homeboy.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Limitless was dope.
Dude,
Limitless is stupid good.
Right, honestly, so I love those movies where they're like super good movies, but they're not like blockbusters.
Right.
Like,
they're just off the cuff. They're just fucking out there.
Yeah. You're like, holy shit, this movie was...
I'm pretty sure A Star is Born is a blockbuster, though.
Okay, yes,
yeah,
but I'm not just talking about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Limitless was a blockbuster.
And it wasn't.
Burnt was the underrated.
Yeah.
Dude, Burnt is so fucking good. Where he's at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, came out 6 years ago. Burnt.
Did?
Mm-hmm.
6 years old?
I think it came out in 2013. Somebody fact check me.
It's like 2011.
So longer than that, too.
Yeah.
And just the scene where he, after Michelle.
When did Burnt come out?
After Michelle fucked up.
2015.
So 4 years.
Wow.
But after Michelle. After Michelle fucks up this recipe, right, with the chili powder, and he gets super wasted and goes over to the other guy's shop,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, in the next morning, he's like, why did you help me? He's like, because without you, we wouldn't, we wouldn't go anywhere else. You're the best.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
that's,
that person, his role is super underrated, because for somebody to be able to admit that to their arch nemesis, their arch rival, would be probably
the end of
the,
their existence.
Right. His whole point was to be the best, and he admitted it, that he'd never be that guy.
Which is exactly why he's always angry in the meantime.
Right.
Because he knew it the whole time.
Yeah. But then that wasn't the Michelin guy that was at the restaurant.
Right. Right. But that wasn't the point, though.
Yeah. It was,
he made everybody better because he took them to places they couldn't go. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to help you guys.
He was the Michael Jordan.
A fictitious Michael Jordan of the culinary world.
Pedestal. Yeah.
Larry Bird.
But so that's fucking crazy. Like, his whole existence was, I guess, taken back by somebody else. I mean, it is just a movie. And it never happened in real life. I'm just saying.
Michelin.
Are you
sure that did happen
in real life? Michelin star restaurants aren't real. It's all
simulation.
All right, guys. What does Michelin, the tire company, have to do with the food thing?
Michelin was actually the ones who made the guide. Like,
yeah, it's a guidebook.
60 years ago. 60 years ago, Michelin in... I think they're out of France or Spain. I think
that was perfect,
Spain,
right?
France,
that timing.
They
I
actually
that's how I know we're in a simulation.
Like the best restaurants
because country. You were thinking about it,
and
it came up on my phone.
People like really want
FBI
to be on top of that
simulation,
and the
so
FBI
Michelin
runs
and going
artificial intelligence
the simulation,
and now Michelin is
they know
the Michelin
they
star.
It's artificial; it's real.
Under the same, but still.
But it's not real.
Because it's
in
a different
place.
So,
that's.
It's not.
And then people just kept on.
And then
chase
it's all
after
A.
It. I mean, it's the same
it's
thing.
All
there's the same.
Quick Pellegrino question: are you and I artificial intelligence?
The,
it's gonna sound like shit because they're talking about something.
Pellegrino is in the water.
What?
Yeah, it sounds
the
crazy.
Water
there's like 10 conversations
yeah,
going on.
Pellegrino. And then the Bocus de
Skirt. Is that the new curve?
Anyways, it's this competition where all of the top chefs in the world go to compete for their country.
Yeah, I think with Gordon Ramsay. Who does this U.S.
next top
send?
Chef?
It's like the
Iron
Olympics. But
Thomas Keller has led our team for a while, or he did it for a while, and then I think just recently somebody else started leading it for this upcoming year.
Who's like the celebrity chef, like the biggest celebrity chef that you think is completely overrated?
Gordon Ramsay.
No, Guy Fieri and.
Oh, but it's
he
Guy Fieri.
Chef.
Is he like a?
And
he's a personality now.
And Emeril.
No, he's a chef,
Emeril?
But he's like a food personality
but
now. He doesn't. He's not
he's
a
Man versus Food now.
That's kind of.
Dude, Man versus Food is a great show.
Dude, I still watch that shit. Whenever I go somewhere that like a new state. Yeah, where did this man go eat when he came?
Right.
Here?
What about the Bourdain guy?
Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he's so. I thought he was amazing.
He was.
He's a cook's cook.
But wasn't
he's a chef's
wasn't
chef.
He also the guy who would? It's not only about the food for him, right? It was about
everything.
The people. It was about the culture around the food, right?
Yeah.
That's what made his show so special, was it wasn't just
go everywhere and do everything around the food.
Like, there was even an episode where the people tried to throw fake, or they wanted to catch octopus or whatever it was, so they threw frozen octopus in the water and tried to play it off like they were catching octopus, and he showed them throwing fake octopus in the water. Like, he got pissed about it too.
Damn, I didn't see that episode, but
I don't know if it actually got shown on the, but there was
some video got posted
somewhere.
Yeah.
Where they put it out, and they didn't film an episode there because it was like, it's not authentic.
Yeah.
I don't want it if it's not real.
Yeah.
AI.
Have you guys seen Crazy Rich Asians?
No, I still haven't.
I saw like the first 10
seconds. I saw Always Be My Maybe. I just see all the videos.
I also saw the first 10 seconds of that.
You didn't like it?
I didn't finish it.
Mm. You're tired.
What is it doing? I started watching it on the way up to Arrowhead.
But Crazy Rich Asians, like, they go to like Singapore or whatever. And that's where it's like they have like street markets or whatever, or street restaurants, I guess. Like
street vendors and stuff like that?
Yeah, they go, this is like one of the only places in the world where like a street vendor has gotten Michelin star.
Yeah.
A Michelin star, not three Michelin stars. Is that not even unless it's
more than two? I don't
know
if that's Singapore. No, there's like two restaurants that are like that.
Japan.
Probably.
Ramen.
I think
one Michelin star.
Well, even in Japan with the fresh fish that they have there, it's probably.
There's a couple sushi restaurants.
Maybe in Singapore was the first.
Mm-hmm. But I think I saw something like
in
that.
In case you guys don't know this, Kyle is a chef. So that's why we talk about food.
Oh, yeah.
Food,
yeah,
a
these
lot.
Are, like, super public.
Yeah, everybody hears these. So? Whatever you don't want in this, Kyle,
did
we
you
can
guys
cut it out.
Get new cutting boards? New mini cutting boards?
No, those have been there forever.
Oh, they just look organized and clean and they're not hidden by any other.
Dude, look how clean this kitchen is.
I know. Who cleaned this kitchen?
Marcus.
You clean the kitchen? Dude, we're not in high school. He cleans
everything. He hates mess.
Big facts, dog.
As we look at his hands. But it's
my
like,
hands look like this when my kitchen comes.
Oh, I had another question. What is your guys' dream house? Like, if you could have a house no matter what, no matter where, how much money, no matter where. You're Chicago right now, right?
Yeah.
Yours?
Mine is this house, but remodeled and a big-ass tree in the front for shade.
Are you serious?
Yes. 100%.
You like what you like.
Yeah, but and a U-shaped driveway. Yeah.
I love those U-shapes. So you can pull in and pull out.
Is it big enough in this?
No, it's not a big enough lot.
Because you have a garage in the way.
I mean,
you need it to, like,
cover. Well, if what you could do is you could push the whole house backwards and have a big-ass driveway.
Yeah, like, or not even like that. I could just move that thing and have it so it's like the horseshoe and the garage.
A horseshoe and then
the garage.
So you'd want the horseshoe to go over and around into the driveway?
Yeah. So
into like the garage space too. So like it would go from the right side all the way up and over, and then a tree in the middle.
Yeah. Well, not completely, but yeah.
Don't forget the wishing though.
Yes.
What about you, Kyle?
Dream house?
Yeah. Like, where would you want it? What would you want it?
Well,
motivational peak.
Inspirational peak.
Like, set a goal for yourself right now.
Yeah, no, dude. One of those houses right there on CDM where I'm just fucking, bam, see the sunrise, see the sunset.
On see what?
See the sunrise and see the sunset.
Where?
CDM.
That's CDM.
Corona Del Mar.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, those houses are stupid
those
nice.
Houses are ridiculous. Or there's this one house on the way to Laguna Beach right there on PCH. You're driving up like this, and there's one house on the top of the cliff, like right here. The rest is just fucking bam, 25 miles of the beach because you can't see anything else farther on the beach horizon.
So, you just want like your house and the beach, huh?
Bro, just ocean, dude.
Yeah, you need to move back. You need to move back to Orange County.
Yeah, I would like to move back to Orange County.
I know.
Thanks for trying to kick me out.
I'm not kicking you out of here. I want what's best for you.
Thanks. Yeah,
you were when you lived out there, you were fucking thriving.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, life was really good out there.
Right. It's still really good here, but it's not as good as it was out there.
Yeah.
You were so fucking tan. Your hair was blonde.
Yeah.
Like,
that works.
Wait, your hair was blonde because of the sun, right?
Yeah.
Sun
bleached, baby. Gotta pay your phone bill.
Sorry, Sydney's phone bill.
House?
So this is
your house?
Oh, no, I was going to say.
I honestly would like to design my own house, but I don't know where I would put it. Like, if I could have, like an apartment in some city somewhere and then drive to a house on the weekends, that'd be the goal. And have, like, a nice house, big man, like, big garage.
Work in the city and move that. Like,
yeah.
I got one. Okay, what's your house?
Chicago. But, like, what do you want? Like, a two-story loft with...
I've always imagined it being, like, a small, like...
Like a dank.
Modern, just, like, square.
You want a house
room.
Or a...
Yeah, a house.
A house?
Yeah. Just two-car garage, square, dining room, bathroom, master, bathroom.
Okay.
It's
well, because you don't want kids,
been
right?
Small, yeah. It's always been small. I always imagine just a box. Just...
I think... For my house, I wouldn't really care about much else other than just having a nice ass kitchen setup.
Yeah.
Like an island and
with a six on it?
Dude, bro, like it works. Hanging fucking pans and all that whatnot.
Biking stove?
Sub zero fridge.
Yeah, that's insane. You know how much dude, those things are like $40,000 island.
The
like,
Viking stove?
No, the fucking fridge.
The sub zeros? My aunt has one. Or had one, I guess.
I can't pay the
She couldn't pay the mortgage. The house was stupid.
I wouldn't have that thing so hooked up. Oh my god.
You'd have like a 2-bedroom house with a fucking $500,000 kitchen?
Yeah.
I respect that.
My kitchen setup would be.
You know what you could do though if you get a house? You just convert a garage into a kitchen. Because like, a lot of people have their workspace, their workshop, they work on their vehicles and stuff, but if you wanted like.
I'd be like renting it. Oh my god. I would like rent part of my house out and just like do catering events and stuff like that, like private shopping and stuff.
Fucking love it.
Dude, bang it out. Man.
We're gonna start Kyle's cooking channel pretty soon.
I met a guy a couple days back.
About what?
Super down. Well, actually, it's him, his girlfriend, and her friend, but they gave us tips on your episode.
Oh, okay.
And he's not a videographer, he's like some form of film major, but he's in the industry, so he knows everything about cameras and stuff like that and positioning and stuff, but he doesn't actually do film.
He's about he knows about like blocking
film technician.
Okay,
that's what it was,
blocking and setup and stuff like that.
Yeah, and all that good stuff, just
that's
everything
cool.
But filming, so he wants to work on that, and so he gave me his email and said if we ever want to practice in the kitchen or whatever, then we could, like,
well, if you wanted to do something like that, we could start something tomorrow.
The thing
that
is,
shoots 4K.
yeah, the thing is a kitchen, like a
it doesn't have to be a great kitchen now. Everybody starts somewhere.
I know.
Yeah.
But
talk about the last one too.
We could start off with finding a good decent kitchen. With actual
kitchen's like, only as good as the chef who's cooking in it.
What?
You're only as good as your tools.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are only as good as your tools. No, I'm just saying like the whole setup of the kitchen actually looking like presentable. In aesthetics,
is this not
like,
presentable enough? It's not aesthetic,
real.
But this is real.
It is
aesthetic, Marcus. I'm sorry.
It has an aesthetic. It's just not
the one he's looking for.
No,
choose your words very
carefully. Once I get this kitchen remodeled, don't worry about it.
Are you gonna buy this house or what?
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy this
house? Mm-hmm.
You know what you gotta start doing then, right? Mm-hmm. Budgeting to save up so you can put a down payment on the house.
Yeah, win the lotto.
Fuck you.
Damn, Peter.
Damn.
Dude, you're going to win the lotto and then you're going to kill yourself.
Whoa. Yes, sir.
That wasn't wrong. 28?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the last podcast, too. Like, winning the lottery would be the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
Yeah.
You would lose all drive to do anything. Maybe not you personally, Kyle. But.
Imagine not, being a workaholic to get everything handed to him and be like, what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah. Even me personally, I'm like, part of the you see everybody who's rich, famous, or doing what they want to do, it's because they started somewhere and then it wasn't handed to them. Like that would literally, I probably would kill myself. I would get so bored. That's why they call it the curse of the lottery.
Mm-hmm. As some of those people, like some stupid rich billionaires, they decide to like be homeless or whatever, like set up
just
tents,
to see what it's like, yeah,
just to see what it's like and like do something different.
Well, there's also a reason that people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos keep working.
Yeah.
They keep making other companies.
$30 billion in the bank, and they keep working because this, they have to. It's not because they want to.
Yeah. Because you know what happens after you do everything you need to do, you don't have to worry about food, security, house, any of that. What do you think about?
Nothing.
Dying.
Well, that's the thing, too. Oh, is like with
existential crisis.
What's after retirement? Death.
Yeah, once you have, like, you're already there because you have enough money. You don't have to worry about working anymore.
Like, you're going to look, like, I think you're going to blow up, Kyle. You're going to be fucking huge. I don't know. Europe's going to change you a little bit, and you're going to fucking blow up. And I 100% think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And this time right here that we're living in, where you're working two jobs and you're hating your life, you're going to be telling your kids, I worked two fucking jobs to get to this position right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what do they say? It's not about the destination. It's about the struggle. It's about the journey, man.
It's not about where you are, where you're from. It's about where you go. You told me that one.
That's you just true. Said the opposite.
No, it's true though. It's about where you're going. Like, you push yourself to get to where you are. Like, Adrian, come sit on this side so we can have intervention with Kyle.
Why are we... Wait,
go
how
sit
do
on that side.
Get
go, go, sit, go sit on that side so Kyle can sit over here and have intervention with you. But no, it's like, I guess winning the lottery would be cool if you win 50 grand. 100 grand.
Thank you, though.
If I won a million, I'd still work, like, 100%.
Would you work as a plumber?
Because a million in LA is nothing.
No, you'd work as a plumber, you love doing it that much, or would you try and look for something that you would, like, create a business? Would you start a plumbing company? Would you?
No.
You
nothing
wouldn't.
Would change.
Yeah, nothing would change. I'd probably,
except for you.
I'd probably
house
buy
now.
A house, help out people and shit like that, but then nothing. $1 million.
You buy this house, remodel it, and then that's it.
You see what this girl did to me?
What the hell? Can I go?
Natalia.
Vorlami.
Italian. See, like, I guess for me, winning $100,000 in the lottery would be A1. No, it would be perfect. I'd quit my job and go and not have to work a job that I don't want to work at and go put my time into doing stand-up. It's like working there, and like the majority of my hours go there. It just kills all creative.
But you haven't, you just don't have the time or the energy to do anything else.
Yeah.
Everything else is just an
it
idea.
It kills the creative drive.
Yeah.
It kills the drive to want to be creative. You know what I want to do? I want to take a nap. I want to go to sleep because I'm tired. Even Mark has become a super stoner and create his own weed line. Kyle would create some cookies. Adrian would market the shit out of them cookies. And your boy would just... laugh all about it.
Cookies.
I would just laugh all about it in the background. We're getting deep tonight, boys.
Yeah, who's serving alcohol? Dude, why is it?
Damn,
you,
I didn't even
what
know.
What is this?
It's two jewels glued together.
Pretty much double.
That's actually the Julian.
That's
asking for an invitation.
Oh,
blow it out fast, like, because that's usually what happens.
Alright guys, thank you for listening. We'll be back in another 3 days. Like and subscribe.
Catch us on the 4th of July for our 4th of July.
We can do one on 4th of July. We got a 4th of July is Thursday, right?
Yep.
We can do one then.
Don't expect any sobriety, and be on the lookout for some drunk words equaling sober juice moments.
We love you. We'll talk to you later.